The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
We're having this discussion today about social media and what's reasonable for your employer to tell you you can't post. And lots of different opinions coming in here.
Ja, maar die een waarmee ek die meeste saamstem is, dit wat jy doen in jou tyd waar jy nie betrokke by die werk is nie, is jou eie goed.
We would love to think that, you know, after hours is your own. I'm joined on the line right now by Arthur Goldstuck, who's a journalist and an author and an expert in all of this kind of stuff. Arthur, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Hi, Robin, Roz.
Hi, Arthur.
We'd love to live in this world where, like, after hours and off work time, I can post whatever I want, but that's not real, right?
Absolutely not, because even when you're not at work, you are in effect representing your employer.
I don't like it.
Yeah, but Arthur, can I just ask, where do we draw the line there then? So, like we were saying earlier about posting bikini pics if you're on holiday in Durban or Cape Town or whatever, like, that, surely they can't have any kind of say over that.
They can't, but there are certain lines that have to be drawn. As you say, where do you draw the line? Well, firstly, the law is very clear that posting any racist comment or hate speech of any kind in this country can put you in jail, never mind in trouble with your employer. So that's pretty straightforward. And right to privacy or freedom of expression is not protected when it comes to that kind of speech. And the employer is fully entitled then to take action against an employer who does that kind of thing. But when it comes to, let's say, posting bikini pictures, yeah, if that's on Facebook and it's on your personal profile, certainly you can do that. If it extends to rude behavior, if it extends to swearing at people in the traffic and you get filmed doing that, and just, in fact, yesterday I took a photo of someone who had just thrown litter out of their car and I was tempted to post that on Twitter. But that kind of thing that costs you into disrepute and by extension costs your employer into disrepute can have action taken against you. But there are some provisos, and the employer needs to have a policy in place. They need to have a social media policy that stresses what the employer can and can't do on social media.
Yeah.
And that doesn't extend to personal holiday pictures, for example, but it does extend to anything that creates offense.
Well, Arthur, let me ask you a question, right? There's been a big conversation about this recently in the UK. Because Gary Lineker, who's a former soccer player, who hosts Match of the Day, which is like the recap of the weekend's football. It's a very famous television show. And he was talking about immigration policy for the British government. But he works for the BBC.
Mm.
And they pulled him off air saying you're not allowed to be political on your own social media, which I find a little odd. Like, is your company allowed to tell you that you're not allowed to shout at, for argument's sake, the DA or the ANC or whatever on Twitter?
That was a great example, and in fact, it led to massive protests against the BBC, including other footballers who participate in BBC shows, like Ian Wright, saying that they were withdrawing from being commentators or studio guests while this situation pertained. And the BBC very quickly retracted and very quickly announced that he would be back in his position. What they essentially said there was that he's entitled to an opinion, but not when it's political or when people disagree with his opinion. So they really got themselves tied up in knots on that one. The problem there is that his political views have sometimes been offensive.
But his job isn't politics. His job is soccer.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
You know, I find that weird because Roz's situation was a friend who is a pole dancer was asked by her employers to take pole dancing videos down, which just feels like this is my leisure time. I should be allowed to post this. You know what I mean?
That one is very interesting because what it actually reflects is the values of the employer. And if the employer is, for example, a highly religious business that operates in community activity with religious sensibilities, that might be an appropriate response. But if they have nothing to do with that kind of environment, then they have to decide what are their policies in fact, and they have to define those policies. In this case, it sounds like someone was just being a Mother Grundy and couldn't handle that kind of content.
And it's interesting that you've taken it towards that religion part, because I wanted to then find out then how far do we extend, you know, the rope, so to speak, because then if you're a part of a certain church, then can you then post something and then your church leaders are like, no, sorry, please take down pictures of this and this.
That's
you know
weird.
What I mean? Like, how far do you let people into your own personal space tell you what to do?
I suppose
on your social media.
That's a great question. And the reality is that if you work for an organization like that that has very clearly defined values and has got certain boundaries, that if you overstep them will cause offense and bring the organization into disrepute, then they can require you to take down that kind of thing. But if you're working for an engineering company, then it's pure sexism, because they probably are not doing the same to male employees who are pictured drinking beer, for example.
Or if you work for a science company and you post religious stuff and they're scientific, so they're going to be like...
I just think, and I'm sure you've got a lot of experience in this field, Arthur, but I just think we had no idea what the far-reaching implications of social media would be for our lives in general when Mark Zuckerberg sat in his dorm room in the States and came up with Facebook. Like, it's just so pervasive. Like, you've got to think about it from so many different angles.
Yes, exactly. That's the major problem. The thing is that the principles still apply in the way they did before, in terms of how far does the right to privacy extend, how far does the right to freedom of expression extend, and those kind of issues that applied, whether it was social media or whether it was standing on a soapbox or on a school stage or wherever the case might be, that there are certain things that you cannot do or say, and you cannot publish certain kinds of statements without getting into trouble with your employer if there is a policy in place
and
that prohibits you from doing so.
Yeah, that's the key thing, is there have to be rules and regulations so that everyone knows where they stand, so that you're not sideswiped by the employer going, hey, you can't post that. That's, you know, because either, to Joe's point, like, how far is the rope? I suppose it's the length of, to the point where you put your middle finger up. You know, that's how far the rope effectively extends, if you're willing to have a fight.
That's true. The organization must define the rope, in effect, both the length of that rope and the nuances of it.
Got you. Arthur, we appreciate you so much this afternoon. Thank you very much for your time. Thanks for letting us borrow your brain.
Thanks, folks. The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.